You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time, from your desktop or phone. Start today. Right now, NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired. COVID-19 returns to Asia, Bill Gates steps into the vaccine race, and Japan tests a new possible treatment. Here's what you should know. The Asian countries that beat COVID-19 have to do it again. At first, it looked like Singapore, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and South Korea had figured out how to contain COVID-19. But early success led some to loosen up their restrictions. Now, new cases are on the rise. Bill Gates is spending billions to set up factories that will make the 7 most promising coronavirus vaccines. At most, 2 will be produced, but building manufacturing capacity now means vaccines that are found to work can be made quickly once they're ready. Japan is racing to test a drug to treat COVID-19. In 1998, a Fujifilm subsidiary developed a new antiviral compound. The drug, favipiravir, mitigated the effects of Ebola, and now Japan hopes to use it to treat COVID-19. So far, it has shown some promise in Wuhan. Finally, here's today's one question. How does the coronavirus spread? COVID-19 is caused by a respiratory virus, and much like influenza and others in this category, it spreads when humans cough or sneeze out tiny droplets of mucus and saliva. If it lands on a hard surface like a doorknob or countertop, the virus can survive anywhere from a few hours to a few days. New research suggests that coronavirus particles may also be able to survive for a few hours in aerosol form, contained in smaller droplets suspended in the air. When you come into contact with a droplet, either by being in close proximity to a forceful sneezer or by touching a surface that said sneezer has touched with their hands, you can become infected. Though coronavirus can't be absorbed through your skin, it can enter your system when you touch your mouth, nose, or eyes, or through a cut. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.